Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Today's a big one, folks. We're diving deep into something we've all struggled with at some point, staying focused when your to-do list looks like Mount Everest. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while trying to solve a Rubik's Cube? Yeah, that's the feeling I'm talking about. But guess what? We can conquer this mountain of work together. Thing is, staying focused isn't about being a superhuman laser beam of productivity. It's about building a system that works for you, understanding your brain's quirks, and mastering those sneaky distractions that try to derail us at every turn. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just lace up your shoes and run 26 miles on day one. You need preparation, strategy, and maybe even some energy gels along the way. So, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a focus master, ready to tackle anything work throws at you. 1. Prioritize like a boss. The first step is knowing what truly matters. You can't conquer everything at once. Take a moment each day, maybe even at the start of your week, and list out all your tasks. Then, rank them based on importance and urgency. Focus on those big impact items first, they're the ones that will move the needle. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to build a house from the roof down. Start with the foundation. 2. Embrace the power of time blocking. Ever feel like your day just disappears? Time blocking is like creating a roadmap for your workday. Schedule specific blocks of time for particular tasks, even the smaller ones that tend to get lost in the shuffle. You'll be amazed how much more productive you can be when you know exactly what you're working on and when. 3. Become a distraction ninja. Let's face it, distractions are everywhere. Social media pings, emails popping up, even that intriguing spiderweb in the corner of your office. To stay focused, you need to create a distraction-free zone. Turn off notifications, put your phone on silent, or better yet, out of sight. And let those around you know you need some focus time. 4. Take regular brain breaks. You wouldn't expect a car engine to run non-stop without refueling. Your brain needs breaks too. Step away from your work every hour or so for a few minutes. Take a walk, stretch, do some deep breathing exercises, or even just gaze out the window. These mini breaks can actually boost your focus and creativity when you return to your task. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement. When you complete a task, no matter how big or small, take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishment. This builds momentum and keeps you motivated to keep going. Think about that last time you had a huge project looming. Were you tempted to put it off? Did procrastination feel like an irresistible force? Well, I've been there. Remember that presentation I had to deliver a few months back? It was supposed to be a short talk about motivational strategies, easy peasy, right? Wrong. As a deadline loomed, my brain decided to throw a party of its own, complete with endless distractions and a healthy dose of self-doubt. I felt overwhelmed, like I had too much on my plate. But then I remembered these very tips. I started by prioritizing the key elements of the presentation, the core message, the most impactful stories, and the clear call to action. Next, I used time blocking to schedule specific periods for research, writing, practicing, and even taking those vital brain breaks. I silenced my phone, closed unnecessary tabs on my computer, and even let my friends know I needed some focus time. And guess what? By following these strategies, I not only delivered a great presentation, but also felt a sense of accomplishment that went beyond just checking it off the list. It was a reminder that we all have the power to overcome distractions and achieve our goals one focused step at a time. So remember, staying focused when you have too much work isn't about being superhuman, it's about using smart strategies and taking control of your workday. Prioritize wisely. Block your time effectively, ditch those distractions, take regular breaks, and celebrate your wins along the way. Now go out there and crush it. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who needs a little focus boost. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep that motivation spark burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.